Barbie didn't need air like the others. Some of her sisters melted during the explosion, but this Barbie had been tossed in a damp rumpus room under a pile of moldy books. "I thought those missiles were destroyed!" she heard the human husband scream just before he burst into flames. "What about the treaty?" cried the wife and the little girl. This was sad, thought Barbie, who felt unusually detached. Maybe she was in shock. Maybe her emotions were nuclear tampered. She wished she could run away from it all. And for the first time, her wish came true. She pushed the books from her chest, stood up, and stretched. An unlikely phoenix rising from the ash, she rejoiced. She had never moved on her own before. She sped through the black streets, somehow seeing. "There's not enough oxygen left to light a match," cursed a hardy cockroach who scampered beside her. In the distance, she could make out a slightly charred Ken. They ran into each other's arms, finally having the chance to live out what was prior only in their imaginations. Barbie wished for romance and a field of daisies and tall grasses. Instead, she heard hideous sirens hinting at further malfunctions. Barbie and Ken fled, searching for a yellow sign, fallout shelter. They hid behind sacks of flour and cans of baked beans, hugging and fondling, without eggs or sperm, without uterus or penis. Without tongues or breath, the two kissed and vowed to protect each other forever. Without factories or human children, Barbie and Ken were all each other had left.